Hey, and welcome to the Box Disorder Podcast, CrossFit Lithium's monthly show, where we talk about what is going on in the lithium community, all things fitness and nutrition, and random other things. You can find us on the web at lithiumcrossfit.com, on Facebook, or at lithiumcrossfit on Instagram. Now on with the show. Welcome to episode 2 of Box Disorder for Lithium CrossFit. As always, I'm Brian Carman. We have the lovely and talented Gwen Ellis and Tatiana.
Hello, everyone.
It's over there. Say now, something. Also, I don't want to call him a special guest because he's not that special, but we have...
Define special.
Well, yeah, that's a big definition of what is special. But head coach, Jacob.
Woo!
Yay!
We're cheering.
Valley, not Valle.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Correct?
Yeah, go south of the border and it's Valle.
Okay.
So right. you can say... Bali.
And, so it doesn't matter what I say.
Bali. Valle. Okay. So go. Jacob Okay is who we have here
Jacob
today.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Bali.
Okay.
Bali.
So as usual, go through all kinds of fun stuff today. We're going to talk a little bit about Jacob. We're obviously going to talk about the Open. Why do the Open? We will talk about the Open movement, which has just been announced. So we are time delaying an announcement of the Open, which was just announced as live, but we're doing it recorded, so you'll get it later. Make sense?
Totally. I am deer in the headlights look means yes, I got it.
Or turn on any social media.
Yes, people know you, but we probably don't know that much about you as far as where you're from, your background, those types of things.
All right. So from New Mexico, moved to Texas like 2 years ago. Background in fitness started about a decade ago with bodybuilding, and then from bodybuilding went into powerlifting, from powerlifting into strongman, and then now into CrossFit. And I've competed in all of the above.
Awesome. Very good. Why fitness? Why CrossFit? Why not?
Why
a normal
all of
job?
The above?
Well, they don't let people like me into normal society, so it was either this or cooking, you know. I got into fitness. Why? The same reason why most people get into fitness, right? Self-esteem issues, image issues, you want to look better, so you go to the gym, which is why I started bodybuilding, super vain sport. Got super bored, so I went into powerlifting, which was fun for a while because it was new.
Yep.
And then, of course, it's three movements, so I got really bored. And then I went into strongman, which was a blast, and I loved it, and I would still do it, but I'm 5'7". So, you know, you can't really be competitive against guys that are 6'3 plus.
Right.
So CrossFit was kind of a natural transition because it's something that stays exciting because mm-hmm. there's tons of different movements and modalities involved, but it's also built for normal sized humans. So it doesn't get boring and it's suited to my body type.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of carryover from those other sports into this. Do you think it helped you more, obviously coming from those sports as pertaining to, say, if you came from triathlon, basketball, football? Or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only thing that would have potentially helped me as much or more would have been gymnastics because it's such a body control based sport.
True.
But as far as like having the strength background, you can learn technique. That's pure like teaching and practice
mm-hmm.
where strength is something that has to be developed over time. You can't just practice your way into strength. It's years and years and years of progression. So
right.
there's just no rushing that. So coming from a strength background, I have a lot of the stuff taken care of that most people are training to get.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to catch up on things like deadlifts and squats. I have to learn things like muscle ups and handstand walks, which is technique. And if you have the strength, that's fine. You can learn it. You just have to take the time and practice.
Right. Yep. It's always good to get that perspective from other people that came from other sports, especially within the strongman or the strength categories. You know, there's always this thing of, well, you know, CrossFit is this, that, or the other in... You know, it's kind of a, and not, I wouldn't say it's as much coming from strongman or that kind of thing, more from bodybuilding of, well, yeah, but CrossFit, you're going to get hurt. Women can't do it, all these kinds of things. So it's always kind of good to get someone that was in that world and then get that perspective.
Well, the thing about bodybuilding specifically is you got to remember it's not all of them, but in general, it's a super vain community. So if you're not doing what they do, you're not good enough. And that's just kind of the mentality of the sport in general.
Right.
Obviously, there's exceptions to that rule, and there's some really great people in bodybuilding. I've met some really close friends through bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, it's not nearly as accepting of people as something like CrossFit is. And the other thing about like the strength sport specifically is it's geared to the 0.01% of people, right? Like, if you're not competitive and you're not already fit and strong, mm-hmm. you're not really welcomed into it, and you're not really gonna have fun with it. Where something like CrossFit's, if you pay any attention to what the movements are and how it's done, it's more fit for everybody, which is why it's been so successful as an industry, because right. it's encompassing a huge group of people who want a competitive outlet but don't necessarily want to compete.
Right.
And no other sports offer that.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Well, strength sports, I should say. Because, I mean, you can do, like, intramurals and
have
that. But as far as barbell sports go.
Yeah. And again, me coming from a different type of background. Yes, I've always done fitness and strength training and things of that nature. But coming from soccer and other types of sport modalities like that, coming into this, it definitely helped those other sports by doing CrossFit, if you will.
Well, and then on the flip side of that, too, from training and or coaching standpoint too, like having the strength background is good in programming CrossFit because it's all linear periodization. So you can take something that's supposed to be completely random in a sense, like mm-hmm. CrossFit, and actually maybe apply some linear concepts to it. Whereas if you don't have a background in strength, you don't know how to periodize training. And so you might not efficiently get the strength gains that you need to be mm-hmm. proficient in something. Like if you're not strong enough to hold yourself up, you can't do a handstand walk.
Sure.
But if you know how to periodize overhead movements, then we can get you stronger, faster to do handstand walks.
Right. Yep. That's something we're going to bring Dr. Rob on at some point, and we will talk about a lot of those things as well. Strength movements, how to do them correctly, how to not overtrain. Nutrition would be a great one for me. I can't seem to get that right because I cannot find anywhere in the macros where ho-ho cakes and stuff like that are accepted.
Yeah,
and I think that's wrong.
That's
discriminatory.
That's the whole food diet. Whole chickens, whole pizzas, whole ho-hos.
Do we have any other questions for Jacob?
Oh, we have a lot.
Gosh.
Jacob.
Yes.
What do you enjoy the most when you coach? What do you think is your strength?
It's honestly like a twofold answer, because two really big joys, in my opinion, when it comes to coaching. The first one is like, and it's not something you think about when you get into coaching, at least not when I did. Because when you're a young teen, all you want to do is deal with competitors because you think it's really cool and that's what you like to do. But after being in coaching for as long as I have, something that's even more rewarding is when you see the people who struggle on day-to-day life get to a point where they can function normally. Because what we take for granted a lot is the normality of life. Like, if you can get up off your couch without a problem, like for some people that's a real struggle. And so we kind of take that for granted because we're fit. So seeing people who go from can't get off their couch or like morbidly obese to getting fit, if you see somebody lose 100 pounds, their life changes. It's not just, oh, look, I'm more fit, great. Like, I had a good workout, that's fantastic. You see like cognitive function increase. So typically promotions at work happen. You see confidence levels go up. So typically relationships improve. Plus, you know, if you are that heavy, typically you can't do things like fly on a plane comfortably. You can't get in out of your car comfortably. You know, this normal small stuff to us that we don't even think about becomes a stress. So it's super rewarding when you see those people step into normality. But on the flip side of that, I did come into fitness because of competition, and I still love watching people compete, even if it's not necessarily on the level of like a competition floor. But even in here on the gym, like, I think it was like last week or 2 weeks ago, I forget, Chance and Dan like were duking it out over a running and handstand push-up workout, and it was as intense as any competition I've ever been to, and it was just a blast to watch.
Well, we know how to slow them down. You just put an overhead squat in there, and
then
we can catch them. But yeah, no, it is. It's always fun to watch that, and it's fun to be a part of that too when we all get caught up into it. I mean, yesterday I would have loved to have beat Pablo on those rope climbs, but that just didn't seem to work itself out.
So it's like, it's like twofold, because you can't really get caught up in just the people who make the dramatic transformations, where as cool as those are and as rewarding as those are, but like seeing the little competitions happen in the gym, like those are a big deal, especially if somebody comes in and they had a bad day at work and they come in and they crush their workout and they beat the guy next to them. Like, you probably just made his whole day. It's like the little stuff is just as rewarding as the big stuff. And that's why I would never, ever in a million years take an office job over coaching.
I think that is that was a very well thought out question. My question was going to be, how old are you?
1,000.
I had a list of questions. How old are you? Are you single? What do you eat? Can you come up with a diet plan for people?
Gwen got all of her questions out of People magazine, so you know.
Yeah, she just Googled top 10 questions to ask somebody.
I'm on a podcast.
How to get to know somebody, actually.
All right, we'll just skip over all of that other junk and go straight into questions. The diet.
Oh.
I actually was like 2 classes short of minoring in dietetics in college. So, you know, like I said, I used to do bodybuilding. I used to train competitive bodybuilders. So if I can get somebody down to 4% body fat, I think I can help somebody lose 20 pounds.
That's
disgusting. You know, that's disgusting is what Brian was going to say.
Well, you know, well, it's you step on stage and it's a little different. But on top of that, true. like I said, when I was in one-on-one coaching, like it was all inclusive. It was workouts and diet planning. So there's a reason why every client of mine lost 20 plus pounds. I never had a single client who was committed. And yes, you will see results if you train, but if you're not fueling properly, the old expression, you can't out-train a bad diet, is extremely true.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
So I know. Totally I know.
Dang it. I was hoping that was not going to be your answer, but dang it.
That's what everybody says.
Okay, so how much do you train and what do you refuel with? What is your daily intake like?
Well, keeping in mind that I'm on my feet all day long, demonstrating workouts all day long, and the last few months in the heat all day long,
It's only 105. Come on, man.
It's cooling off.
It's cooling down. Give me a break.
So I only sweat like a gallon and a half, yeah. As opposed to my usual 2. I eat about 4,000 calories, maybe 4,500. But again, Jesus. Again, I'm on my feet all day long. Like I'm burning energy. And if you've spent any time learning about nutrition or exercise, you don't burn the most amount of calories through your day in your hour of working out. I forget exactly what the acronym stands for, but there's an acronym called NEAT. And more or less the idea of it is the amount of energy burned throughout the day through day-to-day activity, walking your car, you know, packing your lunch, going to work. You burn a significant amount more calories doing that than you do exercising, which is why you don't want to put yourself in too low of a deficit for calories, because basically your energy levels drop through the day and you're not burning as many calories through the day, because instead of getting up to go get an extra glass of water, you're going to be like, I'll get it later. And you're just going to sit there. And so that's why that kind of happens. But so I'm on my feet all day long. So my energy burn is a lot higher because I'm walking. I think my watch tells me I do close to 20,000 steps a day. And my training is also a little different. I'm training for competition. Most people are training just to be healthier, better humans. So I train 2+ hours a day, if I'm lucky.
I train so I can spank harder. I don't know about you guys, but
whatever Peter likes is up to you and Peter. You don't got to share
that's
that.
That's staying in. I am not editing that out.
Peter, I hope you listen.
He's going to be upset he missed this one. Then. He was going to be here tonight, but he had to go to work.
You said he didn't work.
Work.
So yeah, my energy expenditure and my food is going to be different, but I stick to the same principles that I preach. Right. So I eat whole foods. My usual motto is you can cook it, or I'm sorry, if you can cook it, if you can grow it or you can kill it, you can eat it. So if it comes in a box or in a wrapper, stay the hell away from it.
What about Janet's cookies?
I'm not staying away from that.
That woman bake, let me tell you what.
Well, technically it was grown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And it came from an animal.
It didn't come in a package.
Yeah. None
processed. But with that being said, like,
Gwen,
I'm also
if you're
human.
Listening, Gwen wants to try oh, the cookie.
That is.
Get those, the Nutella ones that she makes. They're ridiculous. Oh, no, that blueberry. Did you have that blueberry cream cheese bread? Holy crap, that was good.
No, I just had the Nutella.
Oh, no, I think you guys were still out of town when she made that.
I can't eat that stuff because
my stomach is starting to, like, just talking about it.
That bread was probably one of the most delicious things I've had in my life.
Yeah. Okay, so back on topic.
Anyway, right, yes.
But yeah, I mean, keeping in mind that I am still human and I don't stick to those protocols 100% of the time, because that's the number one thing that you'll get too, is people like, they're on a diet, they're trying to lose weight, they've never dieted before. They'll text me like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this. I stopped. I was so hungry. I had a cheeseburger. I'm like, relax. So it's like, it's more of a matter of consistency over time, right? If you're consistent 95, 98% of the time, that 3 to 5% isn't going to affect you. It's like,
do I need to eat more for the open?
No.
I'm just wondering.
Try not.
He just looked at us and he said no.
No. Okay. No. I try.
You try.
You can crack a cold one after Friday Night Lights.
That's right. So actually, that's a good segue into the next topic, which is the CrossFit Open.
I did it on purpose. There's a reason.
You're so good.
She has it scripted.
She is so good. I'm glad we have her on here. Straight from Univision.
Right? What's your idea?
Good segue. The CrossFit 20.1 was just announced. The whole Friday Night Lights and what's going on with that.
To explain. Okay, so our Friday Night Lights, the Open is 5 weeks. Correct? So it's going to run from October 10th until November 11th. Our schedule here at the gym is going to change on Friday nights only. So our regular scheduled classes during the morning, you know, 5:30, 7 a.m., 8:15, and 9:30 noon will all stay the same. If you need to be judged, you can be judged in that time. It's going to be up to you to find your own partner. Mm-hmm. 5:30 p.m. is the class time that we are going to do at night, where please, if you want to be judged, we encourage you to come out to that class. Everybody else is going to be coming to cheer you on, and most other people who need to be judged are also going to be at that class, and good. We will have a coached class. Jacob, are you in the Open?
Yes, I'll be coaching.
Okay. Yeah.
But I will be judging.
Okay, we have a few of us here who do have our judges course, there's,
yes,
I don't know how many, half a dozen or so.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, myself included. Tatiana.
Yes. Tatiana.
Jacob, yeah. Brian, Chance, Miguel, Joe.
Yeah, I've taken that already.
I think Clayton.
Clayton.
I think he's got his. Yeah, so we've got enough people, which is going to be good. I think finding someone to be a judge is not going to be an issue.
No,
and we'll definitely do that.
Worst case scenario, but we can run heats. I'll direct everybody so that way we have plenty of space available. So that way we're not going to need to worry about prioritizing one athlete over the other. We will make sure that the class flows well enough that mm-hmm. everybody can use whatever equipment they need when they need to use it. That's not going to be an issue.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So, If you can, come to the Friday night class. That's
and we hope a lot of people sign, no, for the Open.
Yeah.
It's good that's community building.
Yeah. It's fun.
It is.
It is
But
fun.
That's the kind of the and set aside allotted time.
Also, no?
Yes. So CrossFit.com will be listing out scale options with the workouts. So that's not even necessarily up to the individual coach. So that will be the workout and then the scaled version of the workout. Now, that being said, if we have athletes who can't do something like an overhead movement because of a shoulder injury or whatever the case may be.
Can't stands.
Right. We will individually modify for those people. Like don't think that just because CrossFit.com said it that it's law. We will have further modification for those who need further modification. But CrossFit will also release a scaled version of the Open. So there's two options.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of fun to amp up the competitive nature.
Yeah.
Of course.
In the gym, and to get more people involved and
pushes you a little bit more.
Oh yeah.
And I think sometimes we need that kind of things.
And you can live because in a full we week of regret ourselves. When you didn't win.
We're all number one right now. Well, actually, no, never mind. They did theirs already.
We're not first anymore.
Nope, we're not first. That's right.
Yep. But it will be fun. I've done it at other places back home, and it's a blast. Everybody comes together, and everybody's cheering for each other. It is so much fun to be able to do it. So absolutely encouraged.
And I did send out an email about this, but come out and support the people who mm-hmm. decided to put themselves through hell. And what else are we have? Do we have T-shirts?
We're going to have T-shirts. Yes.
We're going to have games available purchase for athletes or
some. Yeah.
I mean, it was on Instagram, so it's law now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, you've committed.
Yeah. Oh. She never checks Instagram. Never,
once it's
never.
On the gram, yeah, there's no turning back.
So I have to send her...
Come on, you're setting a bad example.
I have to send her a screenshot of whatever is in Instagram.
Right.
So come on, Gwen.
See what's going on in Instagram.
I need to put it on my schedule. Put it on my phone so my alarm. Check Facebook. Check.
Because
check
not
Instagram.
Says when check. Last seen April 2000...
You know, you can open up just Lithium Spade specifically. You don't need to look at all of Instagram.
I can?
Yes.
And there's even this alert thing that you can just say when
something from this page posts, send me a notification.
Yeah. Technology is great. Fantastic. It's so awesome.
Come on, cool. I'm computer inept and I know that.
Poor Gwen. Okay. You're just ripping into her here.
Don't worry. That's okay.
Just the owner. Just ripping on the boss.
I'm getting there. I have been. Hey, I'm doing Squattober. Okay. I have had to go on Instagram every single day and find my workout.
So is there like a bench timber?
No, but we're talking about Brovember. Dr. Lane, we're doing Brovember. So that's going to be 30 days of guns, buys and tries.
I'm liking that.
We'll think of something for December, but we have all of the month of November.
To think about December?
Something with Liftmas, maybe?
Ooh.
This is a very informative
Liftmas. I never ask for the reason why I'm doing things. Like, I'm doing a...
We'll leave that to the nerds.
Squattober.
Squattober. Or whatever that thing
is.
The name.
Did it?
I said it perfectly?
Yeah.
Squattober, yeah.
I just said, yes, I'll do it with you. But now that I'm learning all of these, now I understand.
You understand why you're doing
it. I got talked into doing it, and if I'm doing it, you're doing it.
I always say yes.
I'm not doing it by myself.
Gwen says,
and then we had to peer pressure Brian into it.
Let's do squat.
8 days behind.
I know. I'm catching up. I'm doing catch up work.
Yes,
I'm really supportive.
Yes, you are very supportive.
Leave the why to us nerds. We'll figure it out.
I'm just right there.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Yep.
Do we want to talk a little bit about other classes that we like, boot camp or those things?
Yeah. Absolutely. So right now we are doing a 6-week boot camp class. We're running it at 10:30 a.m. And this is kind of, dare I say, segue into CrossFit that people may or may not know. Right. And hopefully after doing a boot camp class, we will kind of get them integrated into our gym and be more comfortable around the equipment and our coach and being coached by somebody else at a little bit higher intensity. Mm-hmm. And not be so intimidated when they walk in the door to a CrossFit gym.
That's exactly
what Lithium wants to do, like get people fitted or at least moving. It doesn't matter if it's bootcamp or CrossFit, doesn't matter. That's what we want to do. And make it also fun, because like bootcamp classes, we also have games. So to keep you motivated to come back, and we plan it to keep it like that and hope we have more people. If you're listening, join us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and even the Friday, I was stuck in an airport.
Yeah.
Just watching Frolic on Instagram, everyone else had fun.
It was really
fun. But sand volleyball.
Yep.
And it was super fun. It was a great turnout.
But, yeah. Especially for Jacob.
Yeah.
I was just insanely jealous.
I got beat by a couple like 6-year-olds, but that's fine. Ego hurt a little bit.
Leave your ego at the door.
He's human.
Me too. I've never played volleyball before. So yeah, it was really fun. Our community was really enjoying all together, and that was something fun to watch.
Yeah,
it's always great to have something that steps somewhat outside the gym, still fitness, but steps outside the four walls. That's awesome.
We will never ever get rid of all the sand,
though.
But it was worth it. It was totally worth it. Back to the other up and coming class that we are hoping to offer at Lithium. It'll be coached by Dr. Rob Lane, who is our chiropractor, sports med, physio,
soft tissue manipulation,
whatever you want to call him.
Rehab.
He can do some damage. Anyway, he is going to be offering an endurance class, and this is to help your endurance and cardio, obviously, without all of the long hours.
Right.
So
I'm excited.
It's still going to be an hour long class. So it's not like it's going to be a 2-hour long class where you're going to have to go and do some really strenuous, erroneous.
Well, if it's me running more than a mile, then yeah, it will be more than an hour, but whatever.
Nope, go ahead. It definitely wasn't more than a mile today. So, but it's meant to get you fit and get your endurance level up without so much time spent actually out there, pounding the pavement or however you're training.
Right.
Improve aerobic capacity.
Very good. Everything else will be cut except for that.
Just those three words.
Just improve aerobic. That's it.
Rob's class. Improve your aerobic capacity.
That's all we needed.
That's right.
I wanted to listen
to you guys figure it out first.
Yeah, but it's,
I mean, that's just what it is.
Good radio, man.
Yeah.
You guys got it. I just like use the nerd terms.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it shows the growth of the CrossFit box in general, of lithium in general, that it's not just one thing. It's multiple things to bring people
you
in.
You guys will learn a little bit more when Rob comes in here, but he has trained some very high caliber athletes, NFL mm-hmm. players, pro gymnasts. Like he's worked with some very, very high caliber athletes. Right. He's not some Joe Blow just preaching. He's got the experience to back it.
Yep. I'm excited for that class to start. So we're starting a trial class here in the next couple of weeks to gather some more information about how the program is going to run. And then hopefully after that, we will be able to offer that to the public as well as our athletes in the box. Okay. So what else do we need to mention?
We haven't really dug into the open. We need to hit that real quick for sure.
Okay.
We kind of touched as why you do the open. So I think we'll be all right. You think
I think we touched a little bit on why the open, but again, it's
expand a little bit more on that.
Yeah. I think if we just go into a little bit more of, why the open, obviously the primary goal of the open is to make it to the CrossFit Games of top athletes. That's why it was created. But, it's morphed into a lot more than that because of the simple fact of I get to see where I sit worldwide or within the United States or within my age group as a fitness level, which is very, very cool. When you look at it and you go, hey, I'm, in my age group, mm-hmm. I'm number 89.
Do they count up that high?
Are
you talking age or ranking?
Age.
Okay.
Age, they do. You have to scroll a lot. Right, scroll, and eventually you'll get there.
Yeah, okay.
And you'll get to my age category.
I've never scrolled down that far.
It actually goes on to a different page.
Oh, got it. Next
you have to go to the next page multiple times.
There's this very special link, and it just we don't know how old these people are, but they submitted a score.
It just says plus with a little skeleton emoji.
Yeah. But no, it's very, very cool to be able to look at it worldwide where you sit.
You can get as specific as custom leaderboards too. So if you go just within your box mm-hmm. or if even within your box, you can create a leaderboard maybe with just your group of friends that you train with. So, you can go as broad as worldwide and all the way down to as your close buddies.
This is something that is offered through the system?
It's on the mm-hmm. app.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah. It's all there. It wasn't there. It was disabled for a while. I think last year, the last 19, it was not fully enabled.
Custom leaderboards is what it's called.
Yeah. But now, yes, it's back again.
And if you're wondering, cool. Lithium does have a leaderboard.
I wouldn't know and I may never know.
It's there now.
You're going to have to put it up on a whiteboard on the side for me to see.
This is where you are, Gwen. Yep. This is where you are weekly.
Made one of those a couple years ago.
I did post that. And so it was actually, I have to see if we can find it. Yeah, I know we digress. That's what these do on these things. But the primary goal of the Open originally was to figure out who is going to make it to, at the time, regionals, which no longer exist, and then who will make it to the games. But it is morphed into, I think, a lot more than that because of the simple fact of what you were just saying. In my box, this is where I sit. Yeah. In my age group, this is where I sit in the United States, and this is where I sit worldwide because it's really pretty cool to look at it. Even if you're mid-pack, you're thinking, I am in the world. I am fitter than 5,000 other people, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And on a grander scale, too, it's a really big community thing, right? Like, it lets you know that you're doing this alongside, I think the last Open was almost 200,000 for the men's Open.
Yeah, it was
men's
like 200, open. Yeah, 200.
And that was just the men's. And so,
If
you want an opportunity to really think about people aren't that different, just think about across the world, there's 200,000 men doing exactly what you're doing in your age group, or there's 200,000 women doing exactly what you're doing in your age group. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of a unique opportunity for like a worldwide community connection that you don't really get anywhere else.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. I think that's really cool.
So it's very cool.
Yep.
I'll talk about RX for a brief second. So we get this a lot in our gym, and I'm sure in gyms across the world, mm-hmm. is everybody is under the assumption that RX is the given, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to keep in mind and offer that perspective shift that RX isn't the given, RX is the goal.
Right.
So don't think it's RX is less than. It's really not. Scaled is something that's super appropriate when it needs to happen. And it's something that we should check our egos. And if we need to scale to be more efficiently fit, we should do it because RX is not the standard. It's supposed to be the next level, right?
Right. Yep.
We in CrossFit, we scale for the elite, or we prescribe for the elite and scale for everybody. So I don't know about you, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to the games. I'm not elite.
Well, I might. I've looked into buying tickets.
Yeah.
And so.
Madison, you know.
So yeah. I've got some pom-poms you can borrow.
Yeah. I do. I can cheer someone on.
But for about 99.9% of us that aren't going to the games, like, just keep in mind that RX, just because saying you can't RX doesn't mean that you can't complete the workout or you can't
right.
perform at a high level. It just means that you're not there yet, and that's fine.
Yeah. And it's the same thing. You look and see where you sit inside that scale division, right. which, again, it's very impressive. It goes back to what you were saying before. You have gone from zero and not being able to do anything to working out in the open and doing these things and moving your fitness level up to the next level just in scaled, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing to see that. And mm-hmm. it's a big motivator. It really is a big motivator when you start looking at that thinking, you know what? If I would have just pushed a little harder. Just a little harder. And so the next time, what do? You push a little harder, and right. you're a little further up that board. So.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to touch on that because we get a
yeah,
lot
no,
of
that. Yeah,
no, that's
perfect. That's absolutely.
No, that's a good point because that's what a lot of people in CrossFit or who don't know much about CrossFit are afraid of is injury, right? And that's how you get injured.
Right.
Is because thinking that you have to hit those numbers.
Right. And with that.
We should probably wrap her up here.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that we've gotten through, Jacob, we've gotten through open. What it means.
We I don't probably know. Probably just do a little recap on our schedule. Like
the schedule.
Skittle. Stop it. Say it.
I will not.
Say,
say will
schedule.
Not.
Say it. Yes, you will.
Skittle?
Yes.
Yes, Skittles. I would love some Skittles.
That would be awesome.
Me too. I love you, my friend.
Okay, it was a pleasure to be here.
Okay, open recap, lithium schedule.
All right, so scheduling for the open every Friday, we will be running the open and every class that we have. The difference is if you want judges and beer, you have to come to the 5:30 Friday Night Lights, which is our adjusted schedule. We will now be doing a 5:30 to 6:30 class instead of a 5 and 6:15. So it'll be one class instead of two. This is only Friday evenings for the duration of the open. Monday through Thursday, evening classes will remain the same. And come the week after the open, Friday, we'll be right back to normal, 5:30. 7, 8:15, 9:30, noon. Open gym the rest of the day.
Fantastic. Awesome. Good stuff.
Cool.
Good stuff. So, I think that wraps
Please.
It up.
Tatiana loves the Skittle.